Well, good afternoon, everyone. Well, as most of you know, our tradition in the church has been that the second Sabbath after the Feast of Tabernacles, we have the blessing of the little children. And I think you'll see that our theme today is following that. We had a hymn that mentioned that, and also in the opening prayer, talking about coming before God as little children. It's interesting that the Bible itself has been called the story of one man's family. The Bible is very family-oriented. It's also interesting that when you analyze God's plan is to bring many sons to glory, and we have a part in that, and our part is bringing forth godly offspring, because God wants children to follow in God's way, and we have a part in that. It's a tremendous blessing and a tremendous responsibility to play that part in God's plan. So we ask God to be a part of our family life and to be an integral part of our children's lives. So we ask this blessing. Let's turn to Psalms 127. This is a psalm that has been set to music that we sing occasionally. Psalm 127, it says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman wakes but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, for they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." So it's a blessing from God to have children. And those of us who have had children can understand the blessing that it is, the challenge that it is, and how rewarding it is to have children. Then going right on in Psalm 128, "Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in his ways. For you shall eat the labor of your hands. Happy you shall be, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of your house, your children like olive plants round about your table." And down at the feast, I had never heard this, but an olive tree is one of those trees that shoots up new growth from the roots. So this is a reference of, you know, here we are, and our roots spring up new growth, and it's all connected to the main tree. So our children are like those sprouts coming up. Now going on in verse 4, "Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion, and you shall see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yea, you shall see your children's children, and peace upon Israel." So it's a tremendous blessing to see our families grow, and to see our children's children. I don't have grandchildren, but I've been reminded that I look like a grandfather. There's a story behind that, but I won't take the time to do it. Let's turn now over to Mark 10. Actually, you don't really even need to turn to Mark 10 because it's on the front of the bulletin. It was quoted below the picture here. This is when Jesus and his disciples were walking the face of the earth. It says, "Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, 'Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.'" And as was said in the opening prayer, you know, Jesus used this little children as examples of our attitude that we need to have when we approach God our Father, and that we're we're told in Romans that our relationship with Him through the Spirit should bring us to the point that we come to God as our daddy. That's what Abba, Father, means. It's a very endearing term. And just as little children are dependent and trusting and loving toward their parents, so we need to be toward God, because it's that sort of relationship that God seeks. So it's a tremendous example of what our relationship with God should be. And whenever possible, Jesus talked about this, you know, with his disciples, using little children as examples. And then the last part of the part quoted on the front of the bulletin says, "And he took them up in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them." And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to be asking those who have had children between this time last year and now to come up and to have the children blessed. And the elders will come up and actually lay hands on them and ask God's blessing on the little children. So this is going to be sort of an abbreviated sermonette and an introduction to the blessing of little children, so that we have time to do the rest of the things we need to do today. But as I said, this is our tradition in the church, and it's a very good one, because God is very family-oriented, and it shows the type of relationship that we need to have, and also the importance that God puts on families. So as soon as we have the next song and the announcements, we will have the blessing of little children.